Welcome to you all again to Daily Devotion number 3. Today we think together and meditate on the name of Jesus as the physician of our souls. If you have your Bible, turn with me to Mark chapter 2, verses 14 through 17, or simply listen. And as he passed by, he saw Levi, the son of Alphaeus, sitting at the receipt of custom, and said unto him, Follow me. And he arose and followed him. And it came to pass that as Jesus sat at meat in his house, many publicans and sinners sat also together with Jesus and his disciples. For there were many, and they followed him. And when the scribes and Pharisees saw him eat with publicans and sinners, they said unto his disciples, How is it that he eateth and drinketh with publicans and sinners? When Jesus heard it, he saith unto them, They that are whole have no need of the physician, but they that are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Now in these days of the virus, we can really have a lot of questions that go through our minds. We can, for instance, think in our minds, What if I get sick? What if I get the virus? What if I, without me knowing it, spread the virus? What if I could suddenly not breathe anymore and I would end up on the ICU? All those what ifs. We should try to think about those things that are redirect our attention to the Lord Jesus Christ these days. The what-ifs don't generally help us a whole lot. Because really, the reality of things is that we are all sick. Sin sick. Our soul is sick. And we are all spreading that terrible virus which we call sin. And people around us are all affected by it. Have you ever thought about it in that way? When you grumble, children, because you don't like something that is happening to you, because you don't like to stay inside, or you're fed up. When you grumble, other people don't get happy from that either. And some might be grumbling back. Or when we fear, we can easily spread a fear to others. Or when we are angry, we can be giving other people reason to become angry and frustrated with us, and so on. We are infecting people with our sins, spreading the virus, as it were. And therefore, all of us need a doctor, a good doctor. The only doctor is Jesus Christ, who knows what's in our heart and who knows our needs and who knows how to heal them. He can heal our souls. But as we read this passage together, we see that some of the people whom Jesus comes in contact with are very unwilling to acknowledge that they are sick. Have you ever come to the acknowledgement that you are very sick? The scribes and Pharisees here didn't want to acknowledge that. They saw that Levi began to follow Jesus. They saw that he was saved from his sin. They saw what Jesus was doing, that he was eating and drinking with the tax collectors and sinners. They were celebrating the salvation of Levi. And when the scribes and Pharisees saw that, they were not happy. Because they didn't understand how Jesus could save such bad people. They were grumbling. Why? They were looking down on others. They were thinking that they were pretty good. And if we are thinking the same way, we are pretty good and all the others are wrong, then we are like them. Those that are whole are really sick, these Pharisees and these scribes. And if you are thinking you are okay, then you're sick too. But those who are sick are those who know something of that sickness and know that there's something terribly wrong with them, and they can't often breathe in the way they want to, they can't pray in the way they want to speak to God, they feel they can't follow Jesus in the way they want to. They often struggle with sin. And yet those who have come to repentance and change of life, sinners like Levi, who are called by the Lord Jesus, follow me and start to follow him. Jesus says, for such I have come. And then he heals them. He is that gracious soul physician that heals us from our sin sickness. For people like you and me that by nature can't save ourselves. He heals us. How does he heal us? He gives us repentance so that we turn away from our sins, and he feeds our souls through his word and through his presence. When Jesus is the physician of your soul, the word heals us. It's becoming like a balm of Gilead. It comes to your heart and it sets you free more and more from your lovelessness and your selfishness and your sin that spreads to others, that infects others as well. So do you need a good doctor, children? Yeah, boys and girls? Then come to this Lord Jesus Christ and say, Lord, I need a soul physician. He is that savior of the world. You are part of this world, this fallen world. He can set you free. He's the only one. You must see this doctor. You must see this doctor. And he heals you. How? By dying on the cross, because we are dead in sins and trespasses. And what kind of medicine does he give? He gives a bittersweet medicine. It's called repentance. So that we are truly changed and become loving persons. So that we start to love others as Christ has loved us. Now, there's a way in these days that you can show love to others. There's ways in which we can do that. We think especially at this moment of our doctors and nurses and first responders. Will you not pray for them in these days? Will you not remember them and bring them to the Lord? But maybe you can send a little note to them and say that you're thinking and praying about them, for them. But most important, let's, by the grace of God, through the Holy Spirit, turn away from our sins, from all the grumbling, all the fears, all the anger, all the thinking we are good people. And turn to Jesus Christ, who is that only soul physician who can truly heal us. And let me say to you, he is a very gracious doctor, a very merciful doctor who knows how to show sympathy, how to be very kind. He has mercy for our misery. And you know, he gives this prescription. He gives it to us. Repentance. And the cost? Free to us, but it cost him his life. Amen.